And when he would kill hogs, he would kill hogs and take home, you know, to the mill. Well, that's the way we would eat. Get stuff, you know, buy the meat and stuff from him. They call it a smokehouse. Where he would kill hogs and hang up the meat and stuff. Where we go up there on Friday, my brother would go up there and get about a million of meat and bushel of meal and like that. And sometimes, you know, it wouldn't last till Friday. You know, we're a big family.
What was a million of meat?
That's a great big old. You know, when you kill a hog and cut him and then cut the hams and shoulders off, well, that leaves just a million. Uh-huh. It'd be about wide as this, and sometimes it would be bigger than this. Uh-huh. It'd be big hogs.
Uh-huh. But it's like the top of the
table. Yeah. Uh-huh. But if it was bigger hogs, it would be bigger than that.
And that meat was supposed to?
The last a week, but see, it was so many of us that it wouldn't last a week. Uh-huh. It would give out. And see, when the meat get wild, my grandma, I used to hear her say, Lord, say, the meat is out, meal out, we don't have no flour. And she said, the more you take up, the more you own. And she said, I don't know what we gonna do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what kinds of things did he have on his plate? You know, like, where did he put all his plows and things?
On the shed. He had a great big shed, you know, built.
Uh-huh. What was under there?
Plows and tractors and just a lot of junk. And then he had a lot, that's where he kept the mules and cows. He had cows, milk cows, where you would milk the cows. He had a milkman, you know, to milk the cows. Take the milk to the house, and sometimes, you know, they would give us milk, and a little piece of butter, the white lady, Miss Katie was her name, Miss Katie Bates. You'd go up there, and she'd say, well, come up here, y'all, and rake the yard. My grandmother's name, Mary. She said, Mary, let the children come up here and rake the yard, and I give them some milk or some skins or, you know, some out there, smokehouse, to come up here and clean off the yard. And honey, they had a big yard, raking leaves and sweeping the yard, cutting bushes.
So they had a lot of
work. Yeah, they had a lot of work to do.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get a chance to go in their house?
Mm-hmm. I used to work in the house. Uh-huh. I used to call the bee. My auntie, she would cook. She was the cook up there. And then she, you know, got sick or didn't feel like going. But she'd say, well, send Bessie up here. Well, see, I would go up there. Then I would have to try to do a cook. And that's how, you know, I learned how to cook up there working around with her. I cooked waffles, and she would say, well, Bessie can beat, Mamie Lou, Bessie can beat you cooking waffles and things like that. So I done learned her how to cook.
My goodness.
She had company, had so much company, then she had a lot of children herself.
Well,
and you work yourself to death.
What rooms were in the house?
You had about, let's see, kitchen, dining room, living room, kitchen, dining room. One bedroom, two bedrooms, downstairs. That's four, ain't it? And about three upstairs. She had an upstairs house.
Uh-huh.
Three bedrooms upstairs. And see, the house had a little hallway upstairs. Two beds on this side, bedrooms on this side, and one bedroom on the other side, the bathroom.